This is The Youngblood Life. What is going on, everybody?
Oh, hey, how's it going? Staring at my phone, surprised.
I'm like, I'm just going to hit record. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome. Shannon's not here with me today. I've got Master Keith Maddox.
I'm just a Padawan.
He is here taking Shannon's place today because we want to talk about a couple of things. One, we want to talk about him and his family because he's got a big family too. Bigger than mine. A little bit bigger. Slightly
bigger. It's not always about size, Devin.
Hey, it's not size.
Amongst men, it's not about
size. We all know size doesn't matter. It's just how you use it. And apparently you use it a lot.
The size of my family actually uses me.
So, and then we want to talk about an upcoming podcast that this wonderful, awesome man is in as a host of. And yes, I'm part of it too. But, so, tell us about yourself. What's up?
Well, can we also talk about the other podcast that I'm going to be doing too?
Yeah, anything.
Okay, what this is for. Anyway, but
so, everything. This is about you.
That's kind of scary.
It's all about you.
It's about, guess it's time to be vulnerable. Because you can't see my face. I'm just kidding.
You don't want to see his face, trust me.
So
I have to look at it and it's pretty rough.
Thanks.
Sorry. That happens.
Yes, it always happens between you and I. But so what do you want to know?
So tell us about your family. Tell us about you. Tell us about what's up. Because this is Being the Dark podcast is about family and things we do and parenting and dating and not dating other people, but dating your spouse mainly.
Yeah, that's
literally like 100% of the
time. Though my wife calls you my girlfriend.
Yeah, you know, well, she gets all the benefits. I just get the you around me every now and then. So I get part of the benefits. She gets probably the better ones. You guys got how many kids again?
8.
There we go.
Anyway, a little about myself. I guess history. Let's go ahead and just honestly first met Devin here back in 2006. Moved up to Fort Payne, Alabama. Am I recording?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. All right.
You're there.
I am there.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting used to all this. So, but 2006 is when I met Devin and just, made great friends and everything. And that was over in Alabama. Then I moved away. As in current history now, met my wife Bonnie back in 2011 online. So online does work. I will say that. And
you always hear the horror stories of the crazy that you meet online, too. But
absolutely.
Well, that happens, too. But
my wife and I probably eventually are going to be writing a book because most people, when we tell our story, they look at us like we're crazy. But so we met online on September 30th, 2011, and on October 27th, we were married.
Yeah.
Did I say 27th?
Yeah.
Did I mean 27? No, it's 28th.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my gosh.
Bonnie, if she listens
Bonnie,
to this,
you're not allowed to listen to this.
It's too late if she's already listening.
Dang it.
It doesn't matter. You can mess it up now, but if you mess it up later, that's
what matters. Well, I did the 27-day thing, and from September 30th, I always thought that we met on October 1st, but she says, and I need to go back and look at a calendar, but it was a Saturday. I was heading off to a church meeting with a bunch of guys. And that is the day that I actually made first contact. So I'm guessing it is September 30th. She has a better memory than me on a lot of things.
So September 30th?
Yeah, it was October 28th.
October
20th. So it was 27 days.
So 27 days from meet to marriage.
Now here's the rest of the story. Meet was via texting online.
Right, that's what
I'm
getting
at. We got each other's phone numbers. Then October 1st is when we actually physically saw each other. On a computer screen.
On a computer screen.
So we didn't actually physically touch.
So that's what I'm going to ask.
Okay, go ahead. Ask a question.
So from you met texting, then
we Skyped.
Skyped, okay. And then the day you physically saw me, not physically, you saw each other through the interwebs.
Yes.
What was how many days? Two, three. Let's see.
No, it was the next day.
Okay, so one day. So one day.
Yep.
And then from that day, how many days till you physically saw each other?
26 days.
26 days.
Yep.
and then marriage from meeting each other.
36 hours after we 36 saw each other.
Hours. Yes, you're nuts. Well, I mean, joking, all joking.
All joking. Exactly.
But the reality is, like Shannon and I, you know, we met, we dated, and then we broke it off. Then we dated again and got married. But that whole process for us was 2 years almost, a little over 2 years. So, yeah, mine's probably more the norm.
And I would say it is the norm for this reason. How old were you at the time you did this?
21.
Okay. So with that being
said...
And
got married at 23.
Yeah. So with that being said, I think in the younger, you know, the late teens, early 20s, post-high school situation, dating is... It's important to date to date.
Right.
Because you're then trying to establish yourself. You're trying to understand other people and then how you mesh. For me, 2011... I was a little older. I'm trying not to.
You're older than me
here.
That I do know.
But it's one of those things that for me and my story on this side is that I already had two children from a previous marriage, but I knew I was supposed to have more children. I just had that gut feeling right. that I was supposed to have more children, and so when I got online as a 30-something male,
30-something emphasis,
yeah, 30-something. If you want to be technical, that particular day was 5 days after I turned 36, okay? Or
you're an old fart.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Millennials are going, wow, he's as old as my grandfather. No, I'm just kidding.
But for me, knowing I need more kids, I kind of went into the forbidden zone for mid-36s.
Okay.
I started searching out because I felt that if I were to, you know, start... Well, actually, let me back up. At my age, at that point in time, dating was not just to date and have a good time, even though I know there are a lot of singles out there.
And you and I, we've talked about this before, but I mean, it's true. I mean, dating, when it comes to a certain point in any person's life, doesn't matter male or female, when you've done the dating game, you've done all that stuff. I mean, honestly, if Shannon and I were to ever get divorced, and of course we've been married for 18 years.
Congratulations.
Don't see it happening, but if we ever got a divorce, I probably would be single the rest of my life.
Okay.
For the reason that... I don't want to have to play the games. And you know some of the games because you were there.
Oh, yeah.
But then on the other side, I mean, at that... Well, shoot, if say something happened today. Not going to happen. But the reality is if something was to happen today and we weren't together, it would be hard for my kids, too. I mean, because, you know, my oldest is what... she'll be 18 this year.
That is crazy.
And then our youngest is 8. So, I mean, I'd just be the single dad is what would happen.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's cool. But anyway, so I was dating to get married. I didn't want to just date around and, you
well,
know.
Isn't that the point of dating anyway?
Again, in my opinion, you know, in the teens.
I mean, I know you date to have fun. And that's like you said, in the teens and in the tweens and all that stuff. That is like dating to have fun for the most part. But then it comes a point when you realize, I just need to settle down. I mean, I know guys that are like 10 years older, 10 to 15 years older than us, and they have never settled down, and they've been through multiple marriages and have never...
Right.
And they don't understand why they can't keep a marriage.
Well, I think that's the norm in the world, though, is to have fun. Most people don't really want to settle down until their 30s anyway. They take their 20s and just, you know, and I think that's the norm in the world.
Right.
You know, whereas I think the culture that I grew up in was... to the effect of, you know, there were certain rites of passage kind of thing that you would do and then, you know, get married. It was one of those next steps.
Well, marriage in general can be construed as being bad or good. Depends on where your background's from and things like that. But I think a lot of times I think people think about marriage as being like, okay, I can no longer have fun, which I totally disagree with. I know people that literally they think marriage, now I'm locked in, now I've got to be serious the rest of my life. I can't.
It's pretty ridiculous.
No, I mean, well, it's kind of like, okay, serving a mission for the church. I had companions that they were over to the top of being, this is how it's going to be. I cannot smile. I cannot laugh. I cannot have fun. And my whole take was, if you can't have fun teaching the gospel, then you can't have fun at all. Because, I mean, honestly, I mean, I all things sitting here and looking at it, I believe that Christ had a sense of humor. I mean, think about it.
He did.
And so by knowing that, and then you know, teaching principles of the gospel and teaching people, you know, about the Savior and things like that, it made it where it was for people to realize that he understood how they felt. And how could he understand how he felt if he didn't have a sense of humor? If he didn't understand the pain, if he didn't understand everything. And so I think that's what comes around to, like, you know, people think about marriage. They think, well, I've got to be serious now. Holy crap. I mean, you've seen my wife and I. We're idiots. But, I mean, but that's what works for us.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, go ahead.
No, so I basically wanted to date to get married and felt that if I ended up marrying...
And she was doing the same thing, dating to get married.
No.
No.
No. I'll get to that in a moment. Just that's kind of... again, one day... One day we're actually going to write a book called 27 Days, because when we first met to when we got married was 27 days.
That needs to be the first book ever published by you guys, because I know you got multiples in the works, but that needs to be the book that needs to be done right now.
Absolutely. And the way we want to do it is kind of half of the page is her take on everything and half of the page is mine as we went through the whole process and everything. But also 27 days.
I would love to read her side, because I know a good bit of your side.
The reason it's going to be called 27 Days as well is because then 3 years later, from the time that I started the process to be able to go get sealed to her in the temple was 27 days exactly to the day, October 1st, October 28th. We got sealed on our anniversary. So it's stinking amazing that, you know, that I guess that's a magic number for us. Not 27 right. kids, though. Anyway.
You're close. No, you're not.
But so... Again, dating to get married, the whole 27-day thing, but I felt that if I ended up marrying a woman in their 30s, they might already have kids, already be established, but it just didn't feel right, because a lot of the 30-somethings that I was meeting on this website as well basically said they couldn't have kids. And so, to me, that it was a deal breaker, I mean, to use the term loosely, because I didn't want to be rude to any of these women. So I, like I said, went into the forbidden zone. I went and started looking at
younger
women in their 20s.
You're a perv. And I'm just kidding. You're not a perv. Well, you're not a perv.
Well, now let's jump to her side of the story, which she could obviously tell a whole lot better than me. But her side of the story was on September 30th, her mom came to her, and at this time she wanted nothing to do with any Mormon guys at all. Period.
Right.
And her mom said, well, hey, I found this website. It's called LDS Planet. Okay. I'm willing to go ahead and get you a 6-month subscription, so you can just kind of start getting out there in the world. Now, at the time, Bonnie, she had Karsten already, and the dad was nowhere in the picture.
Right.
So she was basically living this single mom life,
which is rough. I mean, single parent life. Rough. My hat's off to every single parent, because honestly, that is the hardest thing.
Well, she was working two jobs, and he had to be in daycare. He was under.
She's raising a kid.
He was 18 months old. Yeah, I mean, no, it was hard. Anyway, so her mom puts this to her, says, okay, I'll purchase a 6-month subscription, which is like $70. And, you know, just so you can start, you know, getting out there. And she was like, I don't want to meet any Mormon guys. But she went ahead and took the offer because it was free to her to be able to kind of get out there and start dating. Well, anyway, that was September 30th, sometime in the morning time. It was in the afternoon, evening time where... we met up, and then basically 27 days we were married.
She didn't get her money's worth.
Mom didn't get her money's worth. Well, I don't know. Come on, Devin. Am I not worth $70? Hello? Yeah, be quiet. So anyway, we met, and, you know, we got married and all that, and we at that time decided that, you know, 8 kids would be good. And like I said, I had
so you actually had a number.
Yeah, we had a number at the time. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was interesting.
Well, see, like for us, we just had 5 kids. It's not like we, you know, actually our youngest, he'll tell the other kids. He looked at you, he's like, I was the only one planned. And he brags on that. I was planned. I was planned out. You guys were mistakes.
That's Ethan for you.
Yeah. But I mean, so you actually had the number 8 picked out.
Yeah. And we both liked big families. She came from a family of 2.
Okay.
Both her and her brother were adopted, and I came from a family of 4, so neither of us ever lived in a big family, but we love family.
It's chaos. You know that.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you're realizing that now, but yeah.
Well, I mean, we even realized it then.
But chaos is good. People who don't understand that chaos are missing out a ton.
Well, I mean, the biggest oxymoron is organized chaos, but organized chaos brings happiness and joy and laughter and love. And so, you know, it's a fabulous thing. Anyway, so we picked
I believe in organized chaos. I think that's a real thing. I mean, people say it's not, I don't think it's oxymoron. I think that's literally life.
Well, I mean, the terms organized and chaos are the oxymoron. Anyway, but
government intelligence.
Picked eight, and, you know, over the... So I had the two, and she had Karsten in 2014. I actually adopted him.
Right.
Which was fantastic. So we had three.
There's three.
And then, but in 2013, we ended up having Aria.
Right.
Then we had Sunday 10 months later, birth control fail. Birth control did not work for Bonnie at all, ever.
You know, well, I say that it's pretty much the same thing for us. I mean, birth control doesn't... they say it's a 99.99% chance. Well, guess what?
We were the 0.0001. Yep.
I mean, it's reality. Your boys can swim. Like, oh, there's a wall there. Boom, busted. We're done.
Da-da-da-da. Right.
Okay.
So, Ari in February 13, Sunday in December of 13, right. And then we had Mary in January of 16.
Right.
And then we got pregnant with Danny, right. Who he actually passed away in utero at 4.5 months, but he had pretty much been seriously formed, but his heart didn't form, so he died right. In November of 17.
Which is, that's hard. Then, I mean, I wouldn't know what to do. I mean, that's...
And then after a number of months, we got pregnant again, and now we have Danielle. And then the funny thing is her OB, in one of our last appointments before, she said, so we're taking your tubes out, right? And we were like, Bonnie looked to me, and I looked at her and said, it's your body. I mean, you're the one who's been having to endure all these pregnancies. This was her fifth birth and every, right. You know, cesarean. She had every child cesarean. So you can imagine getting cut open that many times.
Right.
And, you know, she looked at me and I said, it's your body. And then she looked at me and said, but you're my husband, which, you know, I love her. I love her for the fact that she includes me.
Well, which is cool because that's respect. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, I think, here, side note here, the world we live in is turning more and more extreme feminism.
I can see that.
And where, my personal opinion, and where what happens is the guy doesn't get a choice on anything anymore, ever. So the fact that she would include you in the decision, then that's like, seriously, that's like, you know, that's cool. She respects you and she loves you that much that she would say, you're part of this, we're together, this is our life, what should we do? But yet, you were like, your decision, it's you, this is your new.
Right, because I did feel that her body was having to go through all these pregnancies. I mean, my job was, you know, done, you know, at night of conception. So it's kind of one of those things that she has to endure all the pain and everything.
Well, and you're there with the kids and taking care of the kids afterwards. But, absolutely. But your contribution is literally done after a few minutes of whatever. And then all of a sudden...
Yes. But then, so ultimately, though, we both looked at each other and it was a beautiful moment that we went, she's number eight. And then we both had the realization that's what we talked about in the beginning. And so we looked at the OB and said, yeah. And so literally, she has no tubes. It wasn't about a tube tying.
It was done.
She took out the tubes. There is no chance. And
well, no, yeah. Your boys can't make it is what they're saying. Like, they're not leaving it any chance.
They don't have a tunnel to follow. They'll just be like, woo!
There's no walls to break down on this
one. But so, you know, and there's reasons behind that as well, which, you know, is more about the family since you want to know more. But
well,
so that we were done. We were done, and Danielle was born January 3rd, and, you know.
Well, you know, and you're alluding to, you know, issues like, you know, I know with Shannon and I, we had complications with the last two. And the knowing those complications, we're like, okay, yeah, we're done. I mean, we probably could have had more,
yeah.
But we, you know, I for one, cherish the idea and my wife. I love her being around. So that being that, we made that decision on our own. And so it's similar for you guys too.
Absolutely. You know? And so, that's just a little more of our story, which now I'm going to drop a plug here in the next few weeks. The new podcast is going to come out called Our Bug's Life. And basically, our daughter, our 6-year-old daughter, her name's Aria, and she, we nicknamed her right from birth. She was our bug. You know, more on the butterfly.
Just so you guys know, this is one of the most beautiful little girls you'd ever see in your life. I seriously, they're not just parents wise, but you know, she's beautiful. Her personality, she seriously is amazing. And if you guys ever see it, if you ever listen to it, you ever see photos, whatever, the reality is, the whole family is gorgeous. Really are. Anyway, sorry.
I blame my wife for that.
Well, my kids took my looks because my wife still has hers.
I think I'll use that. but so Aria, she's been our bug. You know, I guess the bug that typifies her, though, is more of a butterfly, just with how beautiful and how emergent she has become, kind of thing. Not to sound corny, but literally, yeah. So but she's our bug, and the podcast is called Our Bug's Life. And the whole point of the podcast is back in March of 2018, Aria ended up having a stroke. We didn't. I mean,
and this is she. How old is she now? At that
she's
time?
Six. She was five.
She was five. And there's no way a 5-year old should ever be having that kind of an issue. Yeah. I mean, I can see old farts like us. The reality is, yeah, it's something that could happen. But there's no. Yeah. Anyway.
But so we surmised she had a stroke. We took her in. They found swelling on her brain. Sent us up to Primary Children's, and that's where they diagnosed her with a stroke. And then over the course of many days of being admitted, they discovered that she had a mitochondrial disorder, which is very, very rare, called MELAS. It's MELAS. I love saying it, and Bonnie loves saying it, and she can do it better, but it stands for mitochondrial myopathy, encephalopathy, lactic acidosis, and stroke-like syndrome.
I can't say that.
Say that 10 times fast.
No, not at all. Not even going to try. I will stick with MELAS. That's why.
But
I know what it is. I'm not...
So the thing about it is that mitochondrial disorders are, you know, there's mitochondria in every cell in our bodies. The mitochondria are the energy stores. They're what kickstart the body's energy. And so MELAS, basically there's a mutation in the mitochondria. And it's passed down from mother to child. So Bonnie and all of her biological children, excuse me, are carriers. It does not mean, though, that they all are experiencing the symptoms, because the gene lies dormant unless it's triggered by something.
Right.
Now, Aria had pneumonia twice in an 11-month span. First time was March of 17, and the second time was February of 18.
Wow.
And so the doctors feel that, and it's a chemical thing, doctors feel that is what triggered her MELAS. So with that being said, they just diagnosed her with that, and through genetics, we've discovered that Aria is 80% mutated. Bonnie herself is only 16% mutated, but she's still experiencing symptoms. So all we can do, and it is classified as a terminal illness, but all we can do is treat the symptoms and kind of help daily jumpstart the mitochondria.
Right.
Signs are poor growth, basically seizures, strokes, high susceptibility to infection and illness.
And this is something that you deal with daily. You got the
whole absolutely. We have day to routine. We have to give her her supplements every morning and every night.
Oh my gosh. Yep. See, it's amazing. I mean, I'm gonna praise you here for a second. But the reality is, when it comes to parents, and we talk a lot, Shannon and I talk a lot about parenting and things like that. And our type of parenting that we talk about is not necessarily talking about this type of parenting, because this type of parenting is actually above and beyond, that you're actually taking care of a child that has issues. I mean, we have, you know, five beautiful, healthy kids, and we get a broken bone every now and then. That's, you know, just us rugby. But then go to the other side where you guys are above and beyond, and I would not know what to do. I mean, because I've never been there. I'm sure I would do the same thing. But it's super amazing.
Well,
I mean,
you may or may not do the same thing. And then
I don't know, because we've never been in that situation. I mean, I can have empathy to an extent because of understanding, but without the knowledge. That makes sense?
It does make sense.
And so, I mean, people don't know. And so it's kind of... People can take it the wrong way, and you know, it's amazing. I see how happy you guys are. I mean, and some people would say, well, you should be down, you should be worried all the time, and I'm sure that's all there. But on the other side, you're almost living life as in it's all normal. You're happy. You guys are happy. It's. I don't know. I'm trying to say. It's hard for me to verbalize what I'm thinking. But it's just because the way things work out with your family. It's super amazing.
And those of you who are hearing this now, if you go to our Bugs Life, you'll probably hear it again. So I hope I don't bore you with the repetition. But here's the situation.
So Facebook page, Bugs Life?
Our Bugs Life.
So yeah. facebook.com/OurBugsLife, most likely.
And then it's on Anchor. Again, Anchor. Nothing's posted yet, but we're working on that to get that up and running. I'm getting my studio set up as well. That's kind of cool. But back to it is a matter that... So Bonnie and I took the time to decide as far as what needed to happen. Bye, Shannon.
I'm sleeping.
I love recording, you know, and having just life happen around. Well,
this is literally what our podcast is all about. Things coming out, yep. Happen, go in and out. And that's why, you know, I've had people like, why do you do that? Why don't you keep it all normal? Well, we don't want it to be like a studio here. It is a studio, but we also want our kids to be involved. We want people to be involved. This is part of what makes the Youngblood Life the Youngblood Life, because it's life.
And when I say the studio, I'm talking it's a desk in my house. And to Devin's point, that's going to be exactly what it is my kids are going to be running around. Our Bugs Life is going to be all about our family. It's not just about our daughter. It's about our family life, how it swirls around our daughter. Because quite frankly, she is the center of attention now. She has to be, even in talking. And
well, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, absolutely. What I was getting at, though, earlier is that, you know, we were faced with several tough decisions. You know, doctors came in and they talked to us about doing a DNR.
Okay.
Which, for those of you who don't know, DNR stands for Do Not Resuscitate. And talking about a pulsed, which I'm not too 100% familiar on that. Bonnie is like, she's the brains behind all of this. But
well, I could have told you that.
It's one of those things that Bonnie actually was... Bonnie was in the hospital by herself when the doctors came in and asked her to make that decision. And I totally support her on what she decided. We just feel that when it's Aria's time to go, it's Aria's time to go.
Which that's a hard decision, because, you know, the reality is no parent should ever have to lay their child to rest.
No, I mean, I agree.
But... this is one of those moments that when the time comes, it's going to happen. And I'm probably going to cry like a big baby, and you're going to be there like the big strong guy, like, you know, hey, I got it, you know. But
no, because when I see you cry like a baby, I'm going to realize that I need to be crying like a baby, because my baby just passed away. But we're hoping for years.
And that's the thing. You could get years. Mm-hmm. You could get years. And so you hope for the best, and you just live it every day like you have been. Live every day happy. That's
what we decided. But behind the paradigm of living every day happy, it was a matter of looking at it. So we decided to not do a DNR, and we've also decided that it does not matter what kind of technological advances come out, because the thing about it is there is no cure for this. You cannot go into DNA and rewrite it.
If technology was to change absolutely.
But what I'm getting at
currently
is
right
we
now,
are
probably within the next 50 to 100 years, I guarantee that's not going to happen. I can't guarantee. Within the foreseeable future, there is no way to change DNA at all.
And so that's why we came to the decision of we are not going to do anything that may increase her quantity of life, but sacrifice her quality of life. Because back what you said earlier as far as how you feel she's just a beautiful young girl, we feel her personality is so vibrant and so happy all the time, no matter what.
Every time you guys FaceTime, whatever, and I see her, she smiles. I mean, it melts your heart. It's amazing. Seriously.
We don't want to sacrifice the quality of her life. We want her to be able to be happy every day of her life instead of possibly do something that might cause her to go vegetable and then, you know, just be living a life, you know, where we're
constantly changing her.
She's
existing, but not
exactly.
Really here.
I mean, we did go so far as to, she has a G-tube. Okay. But that is not for the purpose of giving her food throughout the day. She eats like a horse. It's the supplements that she's taking as a young kid, they taste gross, and she won't take them down her mouth.
Right.
And so that's why we.
Well, it's hard enough to give our 8-year old make him take a. You know,
like Tylenol
or liquid, you know, liquid.
Even though it's bubblegum.
He's like, ugh! Yeah, bubblegum. Still doesn't taste like bubblegum. And so, yeah, no, and that's something simple that's just everyday Tylenol, where this is not everyday Tylenol. This is.
Right.
Anyway.
So, doing the G-tube was a decision that we felt would increase her quality of life as well as seeking to increase her quantity because
it hasn't affected her life. If anything, it's actually made, I would say, most likely made the quality better at this point.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. So it's just been a fantastic journey over the last, you know, we're almost up to a year. Actually, at the year mark of her being in the hospital, we're actually going to be enjoying ourselves in Florida. Because she was nominated. I don't even know who nominated her because Bonnie and I didn't, but nominated her to be a Make-A-Wish child.
Which is super cool.
So Make-A-Wish Utah, which ironically enough was like 2 blocks from where we live, they basically, you know, she went through the application process, got approved, and she wanted to meet Minnie Mouse, and so they're sending us to Disney World.
Well, you're going to Disney World.
Yeah, and Universal Studios, Harry Potter World!
Nice!
And another thing that we're going to do for Aria is we're going to, whether she wants to swim or not and whether we stay there a long time or not, we are going to drive the hour to hour and a half to take Aria and let her touch the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, no,
we're that trip is going to be kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing as to where, you know, she's going to hopefully remember.
Well, I mean, I think, for us, it's like, you know, this year and beginning of next year, we're actually, I'm working with a couple of companies for us to, we're going to be able to travel and see good parts of the country to, and do it in a different way than normal. We're actually going to have a little teardrop trailer, and we're going to be going around, and we're going to visit parts of the country that I've never been to.
Right.
And obviously, parts kids have never been to. And, you know, of course, I'm missing only 4 states out of seeing all 50. I've never been outside the country. But I'm missing 4 states. 2 of them are on back east, but then the other 2, one's in Hawaii. That'll be a Shannon and I deal, I think. And then it would be cool to take the whole family. I mean, if someone wants to pay for the whole family to go, hook us up. We'll totally go. But on the other side, the other one's Alaska. So, but I mean, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, spending time as family and having those experiences going to take that trip to the Atlantic needs to be done.
Yep.
I mean, have your kids been to the Atlantic?
No.
No, so none of them.
Well, Skylar and Michaela.
Okay, the older 2.
Yeah.
But other than that no one has.
That's
so correct. This is going to be an experience for the entire family in reality. So, anyway. Oh, man.
So, yeah, that's the Maddox family. So, 7+ years, you know, like I said earlier, in you know, online meeting can work because we're still married, going strong. I mean... We have our struggles, but
well, every marriage
has struggles one way or another.
It's just how you deal with them is what matters most.
And we've been learning a lot. You know, I will say a blended family has not been the easiest, but at the same time, it's well worth it to, you know, take the bull by the horns and make it happen. Now with all the new things, because Bonnie also, she's 16% mutated, so... Okay. You know, and we haven't got the other kids tested on what their level of mutation might be. But again, they're not exhibiting signs. So taking all of that into the whole blob of what makes up the Maddox Madhouse, you know, I mean, that's, I feel we're, you know, moving along and hopefully we might be an inspiration to other people and, you know.
Well, that's, you know, and that's it. I mean, it's all about, you know, what you can give other people. And that's my opinion, how you can portray yourself towards other people and what makes other people move and happy. And really, that's my personal opinion. Yep. So, anyway, all right, and then so you got that's Our Bug's Life. So
yep.
You guys go find that on Facebook. Find it on Anchor. Find it. It's going to be on Spotify. It'll be everywhere here in the near future. But also, there's another thing you're working on. I say we are working on actually.
There's a wee.
It's a wee. tell us about that. This is you.
I
told you this is about you today.
So earlier I talked about how I met Devin back in 2006, and you know, back then it was a little different. I mean, loved hanging out, loved having fun and everything. But then, so my wife and I, we moved up here in 2014 in the summer from Arizona, and a few months later, because I had, I would say I kind of lost contact with Devin because I moved away from Alabama and then went through all my life struggles through all those years. All of a sudden, meet up with Devin, you know, find out he's moved out to Utah too. I'm like, oh, you got a friend again. Yay. But, and then it was from that point in time that I think the quirky banter and the, you know, that aspect of our friendship really, really developed. And then it's been a number of years, but we recently have come up with an idea of starting a podcast called The Daily Groundhog, and it's going to be fantastic.
It's basically everyday life with a twist in many cases. I mean, that's, we'll talk Absolutely. About we'll literally talk about everything.
Anything, everything. Obviously, we want to know what you all want to hear as well. Just and then it just you'll get our personalities, which hopefully... Hopefully we entertain. I actually was talking with a couple riders yesterday because I drive for Lyft. I was talking with a couple riders kind of promoting the Daily Groundhog, saying, hey, check it out. By the way, it's dropping April 1st. So everybody, right. And that is not an April Fool's joke. It will be dropping April 1st. Or is it?
No, just
no, actually, the riders said, why April 1st? Why April Fool's Day? I mean, are you really trying to fool everybody? I was like, no, just because it's a Monday. And this is a Monday through Friday show.
Right, Monday through Friday.
So... but yeah, just basically talking to them and about what it was all about. And as we were talking in the car, kind of my little sarcasm was causing them to laugh in the back seat. And they were like, okay, so what's it all about? And as I explained what it was all about, I said, see, you guys have been laughing at all my corny jokes this entire ride. So you got to go listen to the Groundhog because, quite frankly, that's all it's going to be. Is we're just going to be talking about real stuff, but at the same time, just
making fun of it.
Making fun of it.
Well, yeah. And the thing is with life, you have to make fun of. If you can't make fun of yourself, you can't make fun of other things. And I know that we're two people that actually can make fun of each other fairly well and make fun of ourselves very well, and we have no problem with it. So then they talk about the things that happen in the news. I mean, in the world in general. Holy crap.
Do you not laugh every day when you see some of the headlines?
My little brother sends me headlines that he sees all the time, and it, you know, like, just yeah. this is what it's going to be about. So I know I'm excited. I think it's pretty cool. The things that are coming, things that are going to be happening. So anyway, well, tell everybody one thing one reason, other than the fact that you guys are amazing, but one thing that I'd say, any advice you give anybody about anything right now, what do you have? On the spot. What if you were to do anything, any advice, life advice or whatever advice? I mean, 27 days for marriage. I mean, there's something there. You got
well. See, there's lots of pieces of advice that are coming to my brain right now, but ultimately, I'm going to give you two. So okay. I'm sorry, I'm crossing the line here. But
man, so mad.
Number one is always follow your gut, follow your heart.
Okay.
And honestly, yes, they can be one and the same. You know, I mean, they really can be. And the second thing is always look for the positive. You know,
no,
there's always positivity in even in the crap, even in the pile of crap.
Well, and you can't, things that happen in life and you just can't change it. And so you got to figure out, find the positivity and move on.
Well, and in that situation, when you can't change life, the positivity that I would portray to everybody is looking inside yourself. You have the strength to overcome.
Right.
Because of what you've overcome in the rest of your life. And even if a challenge fate you face is more difficult than some of the previous ones you faced, the thing is, you have the strength from the previous ones, and all you have to do is add to that and just move forward.
Right.
So.
No, that's awesome. All right, guys. So if anything, go check out the two things. Our Bug's Life on Facebook. Make sure you go download the podcast, because that's coming. Not there yet. The podcast is existence. The name's in existence.
The name is in existence, but there's nothing but on there's the no, channel no yet. Content yet.
Okay. And then go check out the Daily Groundhog.
April 1st.
Actually, there's a teaser up right now.
Yeah, you can. That's true.
It's true. There is a teaser up right now. But
we need to do another teaser.
We should do another teaser.
Yeah.
We'll have to do that.
Because we like teasing you.
So do that, and then the actual first legitimate podcast will drop on April 1st. So, and that actually is already scheduled because I know it is because I'm in charge of this. So, anyway. Hope everybody's doing all right. Let us know what else you need. Go check out Master Maddox here and his family and all those things that he's working on. Hopefully we'll see a book here soon. I'm excited. I'm kind of excited to get my hands on that one, actually. I'll read it and I'll make sure it takes me 27 days to read.
Thank you for the format. That actually might be cool. Right? To write it so people can read it in 27 days. Chapter 1, day 1. Go.
Right? Well, anyway, we'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks for the time. Without have no soul.